This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, asking you to join us in our study, in our search for the reasons why many people do not arrive at truth. We have based this study upon the words of Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, where he refers to some people who are ever learning and yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In the light of the fact that no one can be saved without obeying the truth, as we find in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, where in regard to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again with the angels of His power in flaming fire, that He will be rendering vengeance to them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of His might. Now, in the fact that Jesus said in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, if we obey the truth, we will be saved, and if we do not obey it, we'll be lost. Surely then, there is no more important subject to any of us than the truth of God's sacred word. Now then, if we recognize that the truth is necessary, how foolish it is for us to say that sincerity alone will be sufficient. I realize that there are many people, I encounter them all the time, who say, in regard to someone, well, it doesn't really matter what he believes or practices in religion. He's a good person, he's sincere, he lives a good moral life. You know that God is going to save that kind of person. The tragic thing about it is that none of us is good enough to be saved. If once we've sinned, we can be saved only by the grace of God, only by the blood of Christ. But you can be saved by the blood of Christ only if you enter Christ. And that will be done only if, as a penitent believer who loves Christ, who's willing to confess Him before men, is baptized into Christ, into His death, where you become a beneficiary of what He did in His death, namely the shedding of His blood. So if you cannot be saved apart from the blood of Christ, and you cannot contact the blood of Christ apart from a penitent belief, leading you to be baptized into Christ, then it's clear that you cannot be saved without the truth. Now, the Bible warns us about this. Listen carefully to Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, I heard a panel of ministers in this city, in the city where I live, discussing on television last Lord's Day about the matter of truth, about the matter of churches begun by men. And the general consensus, with the exception of possibly one man, was that there was simply no real difference, that we were all agreed on the basic fundamentals. Well, of course, that's absurd at the very outset, because I've been in classes in which men were religious men, even giving their lives to religion, being supported for religious purposes, who do not even believe in God, didn't believe in the Bible as the Word of God, did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. One man told me that he even believed that a person could be guilty of adultery and murder every day of his life and be just as well off as a man who lived a pure and godly life. And so you see, the very idea that just being religious is sufficient is absurd. There are all kinds of ideas that are held by religious people. My friends, the Bible makes clear that you can be altogether convinced that you're right when you're wrong. And the only way any of us can ever know that we're right is that we've studied the Bible and found the truth of it. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The way of man is not in him. It is not within man that walketh to direct his own steps, said the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. Paul made clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 to 12, that there are some men who labor under a strong delusion. They think they have the truth, but they do not, for the simple reason that they do not love the truth. A person has to love God and love His truth and set out with all of his heart to learn that truth, to be willing to let God instruct him in order to find it and live as God would have him to live. I'm glad you've been with us today. Please do be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.